The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping. Our top local story, forecasters say this storm, the second one we've had in the last couple of weeks, will likely dump a lot of rain on Southern California through this weekend and some mountain snow as well. John Baird is in Silverado Canyon in Orange County, where there are worries about mudslides.
A voluntary evacuation order is in effect right now for the Bonfire Burn area. That includes Silverado Canyon. Sheriff's deputies are up here. They've been knocking on doors early today to warn everybody.
Well, we're evacuating right now.
Who are you?
The sheriffs just came to our house, and we don't feel comfortable. We're one of the ground zero houses.
She says they've lived here 30 years and really haven't had any problems until the last couple. And then just last week, the storm led to mud flowing in and all around their property.
So like, we just got 4 feet of mud dug off the front of the house.
It's tough to go through this, especially at Christmas time.
Hopefully we'll have a Christmas miracle and we'll come home to a house and there won't be any mud.
They're going to stay with relatives for a few days and then head back to see if everything's okay. John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And with the latest of the forecast, Scott Larimore with the Weather Channel.
Wet and cool for the holiday and some big rains possible this afternoon and tonight. Some of the foothills could see some 3-inch plus totals. Concerned, of course, about the burn scar areas. There are flood watches up that start tonight off to our southeast and continue overnight tonight into early Friday. Right now, it looks like rainfall totals downtown will be about 2.5 inches of rain this afternoon, early tonight. And the rainfall rates are the key. That it really determines whether or not we have the debris flow problems. Right now, it looks like our greatest risk of convective or thunderstorm action stays north of us. Temps in the mid-50s this afternoon, mid-50s tonight, with rain likely this afternoon and tonight coming in off the Pacific. I'm meteorologist Scott Larimore.
The Public Works crews in LA County say they are ready in case this storm creates flooding and mudslide problems in the recent burn areas. The storm early last week led to mudslides, debris, and massive boulders tumbling down to Monrovia Canyon Park from the Bobcat Fire burn area. The park's trails, waterfalls, and cabins are closed for the time being due to the damage. Kurgan Lee with Public Works tells KNX nothing that bad should happen this time in the area.
The levels that we're seeing for this storm or that are forecast for this storm shouldn't trigger any slides that would affect homes and communities. But again, we're watching our infrastructure. We have numerous debris basins within the foothills. And we're watching that infrastructure to make sure that it's operating as designed.
He says the county is also ready to catch as much rainwater as possible. Lee says since October 1st, about 2.6 billion gallons of stormwater has been captured. LA County Public Health predicts we will have more than 20,000 new COVID cases each day by the new year.
New infections doubled in just one day to 6,500. Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer attributes the sharp rise to Omicron.
We're going to see high cases no matter what.
But she says if people mask, vax, and boost.
I do not at this point anticipate that we move into a lot more restrictions across the board.
Ferrer says the big factor will be if the healthcare system becomes overwhelmed. Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
A warning is out from a number of prosecutors across the state about the rapid rise in fatal DUI crashes. Fresno County DA Lisa Smitkamp says everything from mental health issues to COVID are playing a role in the increase.
This has been a very stressful time for everybody. Alcohol sales have gone up. Alcohol consumption has gone up. Sometimes even people who are wanting to get a Lyft or an Uber can't find one. Especially in smaller locations.
The San Diego County DA says the DUI arrests in her county are more than alcohol related. She says people are combining alcohol with marijuana and even prescription meds. Traffic deaths in California increased 15% in October of this year compared to October of the previous year, but not all of them are linked to DUIs. Four cities in the South Bay have passed emergency ordinances that impose limits on housing developments before a state law takes effect in the new year. The law allows for duplexes and fourplexes on what are now considered single-family lots. Manhattan, Hermosa, and Redondo Beaches and Rancho Palos Verdes all took action to mitigate the efforts of that law, which some fear mean the end of single-family zoning, and many worry more housing density will destroy the character of local neighborhoods. After an hours-long standoff last night, police in Covina arrested a suspect who's accused of a fatal shooting. Police believe Trevor Thompson broke into a vehicle Tuesday night and then shot and killed a man who confronted him about the crime. The man who died is a 38-year-old father of three. His mother spoke to reporters, saying his kids were excited for a trip to Disneyland for the holidays.
My granddaughter, when they put her to bed, she says, "Please don't tell me that my daddy's not going to be here for Christmas."
Police tracked down the suspect yesterday afternoon after a UPS driver saw a suspicious person he recognized from the news reports. The suspect barricaded himself inside an apartment for about 4 hours before trying to flee. He was caught shortly after that.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at KNXNews.com.